Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Thanks to everyone who donated during our year-end member drive. You and your community rely on Wisconsin Public Radio as a source for research-based journalism and refreshing entertainment. It's support from people like Kathleen in South Milwaukee that makes this essential service possible. And if you missed the drive, there is still time to join in with your year-end gift at WPR.org. You play a vital role in keeping Wisconsin informed and inspired. Thank you for your important partnership. It is the State Capitol Report on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We have the Wisconsin Green Party on its future on the ballot in elections. Join in on Green Party politics, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Dave Schwab is here, co-chair of the Wisconsin Green Party. Dave, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Hi. So, you know, we received a listener request on Twitter to talk more about other political parties in Wisconsin, like the Green Party. What do you want people to know about the Green Party?
Yeah, thank you. So I guess, first of all, the Green Party is a party that's based on core values of grassroots democracy, social justice, nonviolence, and ecological sustainability. It's a grassroots bottom-up movement, but it's also a global movement. And one big thing that sets us apart from the establishment parties is that Greens pledge to not take any corporate money so that we can be accountable only to people and not big money special interests.
Green parties emerged in the, you know, 60s, 70s, and was really this radical social activism that we saw. What is the party's real center focus? It's, you know, what is its flame today, if you will?
Yeah. So, you know, all the issues that the Green Party rose up to address are, you know, still just as pressing as they were, if not more pressing. So, for example, we have the democracy issue. And, you know, right now, we have roughly 60% of U.S. adults agree the two-party system does such a poor job representing the people that we need a new party. We see that from Gallup polls. 75% of people say the country is going in the wrong direction. And there was a major study from Princeton and Northwestern that found government policies determined by the interests of the wealthiest few, not by the general public. So that's not a very healthy democracy. If we want real democracy, we need to change the system. And, you know, we're seeing that happen now with the growing movement for ranked choice voting and proportional representation. So, for example, with proportional representation, if Greens get 20% of the vote in Germany, they get 20% of seats in the legislature. We see that in democracies around the world. And ranked choice voting is another reform that's really gaining. It's now passed in over 50 cities and counties and 3 states. We have proportional ranked choice voting growing in cities like Portland, Oregon, Portland, Maine. And that's really the future of democracy. And, you know, in Wisconsin especially, there's lots of talk about gerrymandering, but not enough discussion that the only way to actually end gerrymandering is through proportional representation. And, you know, we also need clean money, public election financing, to get the big money out of politics so that, you know, politics can go back to representing the people and, you know, not just the folks who have enough money to, you know, basically get the outcomes that they want.
I wonder, do you see ranked choice voting as a system, you know, with proportional representation? Do you see that as the way forward for the Green Party to be able to take seats?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it would help the Green Party and it would help other parties and it would help independents. And it's a good thing for all voters, you know, because it gives voters more power and it would free us from this constant climate of fear and anger. You know, elections are mostly about negative partisanship or getting people to fear and hate the other side. And that's the logical conclusion of our 18th century voting system. because the incentive is to make voters think your opponent is evil, so they see you as the lesser evil. And what ranked choice voting does is it frees people from that idea that you have to vote for the lesser evil. And, you know, so people are really starting to get that it's a better way to do elections, and it has many positive effects on our political culture and discourse. And that would, you know, like I said, that would give more power to every single voter, whether you vote Democrat, Republican, Green, Libertarian, Socialist, Independent. Yeah, it's so that is certainly the way forward.
I wonder who is in your tent today, because Republicans are trying to find their center, and whether they're the party of Trump, and Democrats are also soul searching. So what who is in your tent, and what are those? Where are the major tension points inside the Green Party about who it represents?
Oh, well, I guess, you know, to sum up, our, you know, like I said, we have core values of democracy, social justice, ecology, and peace. And, you know, that's really who the Green Party is made up of, is grassroots activists who see that the current system isn't working to solve these issues. And, you know, I would say that we're mostly on the same page in terms of issues. A lot of the tension comes from sort of our broken political system and questions of strategy, because you have, you know, large majorities of people saying that we need universal health care, we need climate action, you know, we need social justice, we need racial justice, et cetera. But the problem is that the system just is right now set up to prevent things from changing. So I think there's a lot of strategic, there's a lot of debate about the way to move forward. And, you know, it's a very difficult situation for, you know, other parties outside of the establishment parties to do well in. But, you know, like I said, that's why we're really focusing on the democracy movement. We're also focusing on the climate crisis, because, you know, that's the greatest threat to human civilization aside from nuclear war that we see. And, you know, Greens were the first to run on the need for a Green New Deal, and we're still calling for an eco-socialist Green New Deal to rapidly phase out fossil fuels within the decade. And that's the time frame that scientists say we need to zero out greenhouse gas pollution in order to avoid runaway global heating.
I'm gonna reintroduce you here for a moment. We're talking about the Wisconsin Green Party. Dave Schwab is here, party co-chair. You can join in on Green Party politics and its future in Wisconsin, 800-642-1234. Let's bring on a caller, Steve in Sun Prairie. Steve, hi, go ahead.
Hi. In 2016, the Democratic Party blamed the Green Party for Donald Trump winning in Wisconsin, saying Jill Stein stole Democratic votes. They made it their mission for the next 4 years to keep the Green Party off the ballot in 2020, and Democratic operatives within the Wisconsin Election Committee succeeded in doing that. Just want to know what your guest feelings are about the Democratic, anti-election strategy they had in 2020 to keep the Green Party off the ballot.
Steve, thank you. Dave Schwab, your analysis.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. Well, first of all, in a democracy, no one's entitled to your vote. No one owns your vote. Votes have to be earned. Second of all, polls show that the large majority of people who vote Green are folks that otherwise wouldn't vote. And we have millions of people who don't vote because they feel alienated from the system, and they don't really believe that politics can make their lives better. And we're working to give those folks a reason to vote and engage. And we also have ballot access laws across the country that are designed by Democrats and Republicans that basically say you need to get a certain amount of votes in the presidential race to remain a recognized party. And even most people who vote for the establishment parties, they don't want to keep voting for the lesser of two evils forever. So we need an exit strategy from the two-party trap. And the question is, if Democratic politicians really believe that Greens are getting votes that rightfully belong to them, then why aren't they using all the power they have now across the country to pass ranked choice voting and proportional representation? You know, if you really believe in democracy, why not make the system more democratic instead of sending high-priced lawyers to remove people from the ballot? And again, you know, we're not talking about changes that will just help Greens, but things that will give more power to every single voter, whether they vote Democrat, Republican, Green, or whatever. Yeah, so thank you very much for that question.
But thinking back to the 2016 election and digging just a little bit deeper there, when Green Party officials, you know, they filed for a recount in Wisconsin after reports of voting discrepancies, and they were seeking this deeper investigation into the election results with the Green Party presidential candidate at the time, Jill Stein, leading that charge. What are the takeaways or the lessons of that 2016 election now, today?
Well, that's a really big question. And I think, you know, one of the main takeaways, you know, for me is that, you know, there are so many people who, you know, blame Jill Stein, you know, for Clinton's loss. You know, as I already said, the polls show that that isn't even true. But, you know, why not take that energy complaining about people participating in democracy and instead use it to pass ranked choice voting, use it to pass proportional representation, and, you know, really make this problem obsolete that you're complaining about. You know, I think there's a lot more that could be said about the 2016 election, but for me, that's kind of the number one thing that I'd like to, you know, because we do get that a fair amount. And, you know, I always just want to get that out into discourse. Like, you know, we don't have to keep doing this forever, every single election.
Dave Schwab co-chairs the Wisconsin Green Party as we discuss the party's platform, the future in Wisconsin politics. Join in 800-642-1234. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is a State Capitol Report on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We talk about the Wisconsin Green Party's platform, clearing the threshold to qualify for statewide ballot status for the 2024 presidential election. Join in on platform candidates, what it means for future democracy, 800-642-1234. Dave Schwab is here, co-chair of the Wisconsin Green Party. Let's bring on a caller, Kevin in Janesville. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning. I am really appreciating the Green Party's position, core values, platform. I love this idea of proportional representation. Let's get the big money out of politics. We're feeling so disenfranchised because of this two-party system, but nobody wants to vote third party because it feels like a waste of a vote. If we have that actual voice of representation, knowing it's not a waste, I'll bet third party would be Green Party be ranked above Republican or Democrat. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I'm hearing, Dave, you want to chime in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you.
Let's go to Bruce in Viroqua. Bruce, hi.
Hi, thanks for having me on. I just wanted to say I'm a lifelong progressive. First time I was able to vote, I voted for Ralph Nader. I voted for Jill Stein in 2016, but in 2020, I campaigned for Bernie Sanders. And when I heard that the Greens were back on the ballot this year, honestly, my reaction was distress because I feel like we need all hands on deck to fight the Republicans who are just so anti-democratic that, you know, any progressive who would vote a Green Party like me, and that, you know, argue it or not, Jill Stein may have influenced the election for Donald Trump. And I know, you know, I'm a huge proponent for ranked choice voting. I'd love to see that happen. But until that happens, I feel like, honestly, the Greens will only enable Republicans to win more elections here in Wisconsin. And as Wisconsin goes, so goes the country.
Bruce,
we really need all hands on deck here for the Democrats, sadly.
Bruce, thank you. Bruce, really, you know, accentuating there, all hands on deck, Dave, in regards to the status in the 2024 presidential election.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, one thing that stands out to me is you said, you know, you feel distress, and you know, I absolutely agree. I think the current political climate is fear, anger, distress, anxiety. And yeah, that's what the two-party system creates. And, you know, in my life, I don't remember it ever being any different. It's always been the most important election of our lifetimes. You know, people have always been terrified that the other side will win. And, you know, but unfortunately, when you say all hands on deck, you know, we saw, for example, with the Bernie Sanders campaigns that, you know, you had millions of people activated, energized, excited to get involved in politics. And the Democratic Party basically said, we don't want you. And, you know, so that has been tried and it's not working for people. So we need to, you know, we need an exit strategy from the two-party system. And if we all just say, well, you know, we're all just going to join the two-party system and try to make it better, and hopefully someday we'll get ranked choice voting and we'll get change, then it's not going to happen. You know, power concedes nothing without a demand. And we need alternative parties and independent campaigns, you know, if for many reasons, but also to show that the system is not working. And, you know, we need to evolve to a healthy multi-party democracy where hopefully you can feel excited about voting and you can say, I'm going to vote for my favorite candidates and then my second favorite and then my third favorite. And I know that my vote is going to count and, you know, get some representation that I want.
Bruce, thank you for calling in. Let's go to Scott now in Waukesha. Scott, hi.
Hi, let me get you off the speakerphone just a sec here.
Sure.
There we go. Yeah, I heard the guest talk about ranked choice voting, and I've heard that's been a kind of a debacle the way it's been implemented. Here's a much better way to do something like that. The first choice gets 9 points, the second choice gets 3 points, and the third choice gets 1 point, and they add up the points. Done. In one round. None of this stuff about, oh, you throw out the last person, and the way they did it in some states is just totally ridiculous. So if you want to try to get ranked choice implemented, you got to come up with a much better way to do it. And we used to use that system in quality systems in big manufacturing, kind of figure out what's our most leading cause of defects and things. Vote for one. So 9 points, 3 points, 1 point, add up the points. Because I think we had recent Alaska, the person who got the most first place votes did actually not win. And that can happen, but if most people vote for one person, they shouldn't get outvoted by everybody else's second, third choice. It should take 9 third-place votes for the same person equal 1 first-place vote for someone else. And
Go ahead, Scott. I know you're trying to finish off here.
Yeah, I got one more point is the Green Party stands for a lot of cool stuff, but trying to think we're going to get rid of fossil fuels in a few years is pie in the sky. So let's work on more, you know, reasonable solutions instead of trying to go from 0 to 100 when you can't get there. So,
Scott, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Dave, you know, throwing it back to a point system here, and Scott not seeing that Alaska, Maine, Nevada, these other states that have implemented ranked choice might not be the system that is working as well as it could.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is a huge topic and, you know, I wish we had more time to talk about it, but, you know, basically, if you follow fairvote.org, they do a lot of great work on election reform and, you know, they've come to the conclusion that ranked choice voting in terms of single winner systems is the system that is simple and, you know, voters like it, they understand it, when they use it, they like it and they want to keep using it. And also, it's very difficult to manipulate. So you don't have games like, oh, I have to vote for the lesser of two evils, or I'm going to game the system somehow. All single winner systems have flaws, which is why we need proportional representation. But, you know, I'd push back on the idea that there have been problems with the rollout, because actually in places where it's been used, people really like it. And they find that the vast majority find that it's simple to use. And they greatly prefer it to the current system. Even people that didn't vote for it the first time around, they, you know, a lot of them are starting to come around and say, yeah, this is a better way to do elections. Yeah. Regarding fossil fuels, I'm just going off what scientists say we need to do. And, we also know that the obstacle to saving our planet is not technology. We have the technology to do it. The obstacle is the political will. And so we really need a political system that allows the will of the people to determine policy instead of just corporate profits. And we need to, really push as hard as we can to, save this planet from runaway climate meltdown, because this is our only home.
Dave, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the chance to talk with you. And if people are interested in learning more about the Green Party, you can go to wisconsingreenparty.org, as well as the National Green Party site at gp.org.
Dave Schwab, co-chair of the Wisconsin Green Party. This is a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.